Eddie Murphy's Coming to America, a sequel, debuts on Amazon Prime Video today. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the movie leans too heavily on nostalgia.
Unless you're a huge fan of Eddie Murphy's classic 1988 film, Coming to America, and lots of people are, there's not going to be a lot for you in its less than inspired sequel, Coming to America.
Today we celebrate 30 years of Zamundan prosperity. 30 years of service to our great nation. And 30 years of delicious fast food.
The new film begins with Murphy's Prince Akeem Jofair opening a fast food restaurant called McDowell's in the African country of Zamunda. Devotees of the first movie know this chain is owned by Akeem's American father-in-law, played by John Amos, who denies his business is in any way a ripoff of another well-known burger joint.
They've got Egg McMuffins. We've got Egg McStuffins.
We are also celebrating our new Beyond Big McBurger.
So there's no meat.
There's no meat. Maybe it would taste much better with a Pepsi.
The callbacks here are as subtle as a sledgehammer. This scene mostly gives us an excuse to see Amos and Louis Anderson, who also appeared in the first film. The story of the original movie was a black-centered fairy tale. Murphy's Akeem came to America, Queens, New York, of course, to avoid an arranged marriage and find true love. In the new movie, after the death of his father, King Akeem discovered he fathered a son unknowingly in America. Akeem's return to Queens brings one of the sequel's funniest moments when he revisits a local barbershop where movie magic allows Murphy and co-star Arsenio Hall to play multiple parts, just like in the first film.
Escuta, Quintay and Ebola.
Famine and blood diamond.
Nelson Mandela and Winnie.
I've just discovered that I may have a bastard son here in this land conceived during my last visit.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You're a dummy.
Comic Jermaine Fowler plays the son, Lavelle Johnson, who brings King Akeem home to meet his mother, Mary, played by Saturday Night Live alum Leslie Jones.
My African. I told you he was gonna come back.
So you know this man?
I definitely know this man. I know this man all the way live. You know?
Much as I love Leslie Jones, she and Lavelle's other American relatives, including Tracy Morgan as his uncle, come off as uncomfortable stereotypes. As King Akeem introduces his son to Zamunda and pressures him into an arranged marriage, the comedy gets clunkier and more predictable, like a Mel Brooks-style parody of the Black Panther, the Lion King, and the first Coming to America. Ultimately, this Coming to America is mostly an excuse to bask in the glow of characters who shone so much brighter and distinctively 33 years ago. I'm Eric Deggans.